Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for your ear. This is Black Noise Radio, produced by DJ Monk for Bluesing Tank. Feel a deep mix of music and thoughts. Please listen quietly. Focus on the vibe in your hearts and minds.
And now the Hoochie Coochie Man. It's a song about voodoo down in the Mississippi Valley. Go ahead, Muddy.
The gypsy woman told my mother before I was born, you got a boy child coming, gonna be a son of a gun. He gonna make pretty women jump and shout. Then the world wanna know what's this all about. But you know I'm here. Everybody knows I'm here. I got a black cat bone. I got a mojo too. I got the John the Conqueror. I'm gonna mess with you. I'm gonna make you girls leave me by my hand. Then the world will know I'm the Hoochie Coochie Man. But you know I'm here. Much. The seven doctors said he was born for good luck, and that you see, I got $700. Don't you mess with me, but you know I'm here.
North American accounts of the giant skeletons that were found in the Ohio and Pennsylvania Valley. I'm talking everything from 10 to 12 foot tall guys found in copper armor. And the more I investigated, I found out it was a worldwide situation where we're talking some really big skeletons all the way up to 36 feet tall.
If we only had basketball then. Huh?
Well, I can tell you this. When some of these guys, some of the British giants, for instance, one guy specifically, listen to this, a guy by the name of William Joyce in the late 1800s, he could lift a ton dead weight, in other words, 2,000 pounds. And you're only talking about a guy that was eight feet tall. So I think the situation that most people find in history is there are too many question marks. So when you're looking at the temples of the world and you're looking at all of the, the answers that are out there but seemingly are, you know, swept under the rug, I think it becomes apparent that for some reason someone doesn't want the issue of giants brought up. And that's why I spent three decades dealing with it. And as you know, the book has got on the front cover a British explorer with two 12-foot giants from Kashmir standing over him. Now, again, this was in the late 1890s, and as early as 1970 in the jungles of the Amazon, there have been actual reports of people running into very shy natives who are in excess of 9 feet tall.
How tall do you think the little guy is in the middle on your cover of your book, Genesis 6?
According to the claim, he's right at 6 feet. When I got that from the a group of people in London that have the only photos of these guys around. Also in the book, I have a picture of a 12-foot-2 Irish mummy. And it's fascinating because, you know, later in the show we can get into the mummy issue, but the point that's fascinating is if you take guys that are all the way up to 36 feet tall, 20 feet tall, the Emperor of China had 2 15-foot guards. Charlemagne himself was surrounded by rather large individuals. We have a Roman emperor named Maximinus who was a giant himself. His wife's bracelet, George, would fit around his thumb. We're talking about people that are, you know, we're talking about people with big egos, big appetites, and incredible strength. We're not talking about the medical situation that you see sometimes on the History Channel where they show giants as being these guys that don't live very long, obviously like Andre the Giant, who was a wrestler.
Right.
We're talking about guys with unbelievable strength, unbelievable knowledge, and unbelievable wisdom. On the website, I even show some of the Incan kings, I-N-C-A-N, Inca, from the Inca Empire, basically in the museums of Peru, that have 4 to 5 times the cranial mass of a standard human skull. So we're not only talking about big guys, we're talking about people with incredible intelligence, and we're talking about an answer that obviously classical anthropology and archaeology, these guys don't want to deal with. This. I think it was David Hatcher Childress that coined the word Smithsonian Gate. In other words, a cover-up of history that's rather pronounced. And when you begin to dig, as I began digging over 30 years ago, you can find out that the reports of newspapers in America, of newspapers around the world. Interestingly enough, after I did the last show with Art, somebody went on the website and they sent me from Eastern Europe, they've already sponsored an undertaking to go to some of the caves where they found a whole, basically, cavern of giant skeletons. And they do Ancient American, which is a magazine that's put out in America. They found the most contemporary find in some place in the desert southwest, and it actually shows the pictures of the giants, shows the cave, etc. So basically, interestingly enough, too, is that when you look at this, you see that there is a very, very, how should I say, skittish archaeological base out there that doesn't even want to deal with this.
Well, do you think, Stephen, that these giants were regular offsprings of people or that they popped up in a very unusual way depending on the percent of population at the time?
Well, first of all, I believe that the reason I use Genesis 6, let me read this and I'll comment.
All right.
Genesis 6, 1, 2, and 6 are kind of interesting because it gets into the whole alien, the whole Nephilim, the whole Zacharias, Sitchin, Anunnaki, but let me read it. It says this, "And it came to pass when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God saw that the daughters of men, that they were fair, and they took them wives, all of which they chose. There were giants in the earth in those days, and also after that, when the sons of God came in unto the daughters of men, and they bore children unto them, the same became the mighty men which are of old, men of renown." Now, there are two opposing viewpoints on this. During about the 4th century A.D., the Catholic Church basically said, well, no, these were the sons of Seth, and the sons of Seth married the daughters of Cain, and out of good men marrying bad women came giants. We're talking about men, George, that had 6 fingers, 6 toes, and double sets of teeth. Now, that's kind of interesting because all through the digs in North America, especially in Catalina in California, Lompoc, where there's a prison in California, they found red-haired giants 10 to 12 feet tall, double sets of teeth, 6 fingers, 6 toes. You go to South America, and the Mayan god Xambahlum had 6 fingers, 6 toes. And so I believe there is a supernatural element, and then you've got writers who claim that we were created by the aliens, the Anunnaki, and I don't believe that. I believe that all the myths of history center around this one thing, that basically supernatural beings have sex with their equipment.
Yes, it is. How come you can't cut it? Jill, too. Can't he cut it, y'all? Cut it. Yeah.
Yeah.
me hear you, Bob.
Hell is gone. Hell is gone for me. All the hell is gone. Hell is gone away.
You done me wrong, baby.
Yeah.
And you're gonna be sorry
someday.
Let me hear you say sorry again. Let me hear you say sorry one more time.
Gonna be sorry someday. Gonna be sorry.
skill set.
Yo, come on, I think we feel. How do you feel? Do you feel? Come on. Do you feel? You don't feel? Let me hear you say. A little bit louder. Give a great big hand, y'all. Yeah. Yeah. I think we got a real vibe in here, y'all. Sitting down on the church. Yeah. 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 Going on. Going on. Going on. Going on. Going on. Yeah. We're going to ease this out now, me and her.
That was a nice mix by Monk, my friend. He just makes it all fat, really. He seems to always go deeper in the musical and word transitions.
Thank you. Monkey. Thank you.